Making decisions is one of the hardest parts of human life, if not the hardest. But as an adult, it's something you can't run away from, which is why we are all managers one way or the other. And learning to become a better manager should be a big priority. What's up, people of this weird planet called Earth? Welcome to episode 53 of HMH Podcast. As always, I'm your amazing host, Damilare Mapa. And today, I'll be taking you through a journey of an amazing and phenomenal woman who made history as a queen. Not just any queen, an influential queen. And you are about to find out how. Oh yeah, her name is Queen Isabella. And I'll be taking you through a brief summary of why she became so influential. Born on the 22nd April 1451 to John II of Castile. And as at the time of her birth, she was second in line to the throne after her older half-brother, Henry IV of Castile. Although she was demoted to the third in line after her younger brother, Alfonso of Castile, was born 2 years later on 17th November 1453. But destiny works in mysterious and very unpredictable ways. Isabella's brother Enrique IV became king as Henry IV of Castile in 1454 after their father died. Their father had provided enough for Isabella and her brother to be independent before he died, but Henry blocked all sources of this provision and made his two siblings to suffer in exile. When she clocked 10, she and her brother were called by the court to be watched over by Henry IV. The nobles challenged the king to name Isabella's brother, Alfonso, as his successor because he was still second in line to the throne after Henry had no heir. But Henry didn't want to agree to this, although he had no choice at the end of the day. So he gave a condition that he would only do that if Alfonso married his daughter. But then subsequently, he later changed his mind and wanted only his daughter to become the next in line to him. This actually caused a rift between Henry's government. The nobles then began a campaign to place Alfonso on the throne, but the focus soon shifted to Isabella when Alfonso died in 1468 at the age of just 14 of suspected food poisoning. At the time, Isabella initially refused the nobles' proposal to push her to become queen, as she wanted to wait for her half-brother, who was the king, to leave. Then Henry finally decided to agree on making Isabella his rightful heir. Henry also made a rule that he had to consent to whoever Isabella was going to marry, but Isabella disagreed to all the recommended suitors Henry brought for her and chose someone history would agree was the best choice she would have ever made. His name, Ferdinand II of Aragon, which was said to be the best for Castile as the marriage could potentially unite kingdoms from a similar region with similar customs and laws. Isabella sent Henry a letter asking for his permission, but he never answered, so she decided to go ahead with the marriage in 1469 anyways. Apparently, Henry and some nobles who didn't want anyone from Aragon in the Castile court rejected Isabella's claim and planned to name Henry's daughter as heir. But Isabella and the nobles on her side saw Henry's daughter as inferior to Isabella because there were rumors that she was an illegitimate child. This division led to the War of Castilian Succession from 1475 to 1479. Between Henry's daughter, Joan, who had the support of Portugal due to the marriage of her and Alfonso V of Portugal, and Isabella and her husband, Ferdinand of Aragon, after the death of Henry in 1474. Isabella ultimately won this war, and after securing the Castilian throne, Isabella and Ferdinand agreed to join their respective kingdoms in 1479, and they both ruled as joint monarchs. But Isabella had superiority over Ferdinand on all the lands that they both combined. The agreement to combine Castile and Aragon was the beginning of the unification of Spain through several reconquests championed by Isabella, and was her biggest achievement, followed by other ones like Spain's journey into colonialism, beginning of Spain's new world. She also improved the new Spain's finances, security, and made exceptional impact in the new world. This is a basic summary of the life of Isabella of Castile. She officially withdrew from governmental affairs on 14 September 1504, and like everyone would, she died that same year on 26th November at the Medina del Campo Royal Palace after achieving so much in her lifetime. So that's it on this episode of History's Most Influential Humans, guys. Welcome to February, although I was supposed to say that in the beginning. Thank you guys for listening to this very moment. Kindly subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on all social media at damilare_mapa, and there's a new project that we just started, the Metropolitan Podcast. We would like for you to support our different channels. Just check us out on both Twitter and Instagram at the Metropolitan Podcast. You can just put underscore on for Instagram, yes, the_metropolitan_podcast. Thank you very much, guys, for listening to the end, and I'll see you guys in March by God's grace. Peace.